Hi, Nikki. The Dayton Holiday Festival kickoff events begin at Courthouse Square in downtown Dayton 4 to 9 p.m. today. The festival kicks off with the grand illumination and the Dayton Children's Parade Spectacular in Lights, a full evening of fun holiday entertainment and activities, including live main stage entertainment, the Gingerbread Homes for the Holidays, the Street Fair on 3rd, horse-drawn wagon rides, and much more. Go to downtowndayton.org. What better way to welcome the holidays than by skating with friends and family? Starting Sunday, the Metro Parks ice rink will be open. Warm up with hot chocolate and enjoy the outdoor fireplaces. All ages are welcome. Metroparks.org and then put in ice rink. Enjoy the 9th annual Allwood Holiday Art Fair and Open House on Saturday from 9 to 5. 22 area artists will offer beautiful artwork, handcrafted jewelry, and exquisite gifts. Visitors will be able to purchase freshly made fur swags and boxwood wreaths and shop in the Allwood Nature Store. Soup and sandwiches will be available in the Allwood Cafe, web4.audubon.org. If you want to go on a historic home tour in McPherson Town, then it is today and tomorrow. You will enjoy guided tours, charming decorations, music, and delicious holiday treats. McPhersonTown.com. WISO is now accepting application for the 2013 Community Voices Training Course. It meets for a Saturday seminar once a month for 6 months from January to June. You learn to record and edit audio, conduct interviews, write for radio, and ultimately produce a featured story. Apply now. Applications for the training are due December 3rd. WISO.org/Community Voices. Gotta go, Charlie. I'm ready for a turkey sandwich, Campbell.